Congress continues to haggle over a proposed overhaul in energy policy, including drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. The battle over the Arctic Refuge has its origins in a 1956 expedition to the region, which included Marty Murie, who died Sunday at age 101. Murie helped create the refuge and fought hard to protect it. She's considered the matriarch of the wilderness preservation movement. NPR's Howard Berkus recalls her legacy.
For close to 60 years, environmental activists and writers made pilgrimages to a log house in the shadow of the Grand Teton Mountains in Wyoming. They sought advice and inspiration from Marty Murie, a tiny woman who writer Terry Tempest Williams calls
a role model, that you could be a woman, that you could write, that you could be a lady, quote-unquote, and still have very strong views. Marty could be up against the most fierce politician who was anti-wilderness and really touched their hearts with her love of Alaska.
Marty would say the same things exactly in favor of wilderness and protection that we would, but they would all listen to her where they wouldn't listen to us.
Veteran environmental activist Brock Evans has this favorite example from a congressional hearing on preserving land in Alaska.
Senator Stevens, senior senator from Alaska, one of his favorite tactics was to ask all the environmental witnesses, well, have you ever been to Alaska, or how long have you been to Alaska, or when and where? Marty would say, Senator, with all respect, you know, I was traveling through Alaska in a dog sled before you were born.
In fact, Murie had traveled hundreds of snowy Alaska miles before Senator Stevens' birth in 1923. She had explored the Arctic on her honeymoon with husband Olis, a government biologist. Later, the Muries helped give birth to a novel concept, wilderness preservation. They helped form the Wilderness Society, pass the Wilderness Act, and create the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Marty took up the cause alone after her husband died. In a 1978 interview, she quoted Olis in describing her transformation from supportive wife to activist.
It was really better to be in the thick of the fight than standing in the corner with your face to the wall. So I'd hate to think that all I could do was moan and cry and make a fuss. You have to somehow do more than that. You have to try to influence more people.
Murie influenced Congress and presidents, vigorously defending the Arctic Refuge and helping to protect 50 million Alaskan acres in the biggest land preservation act ever. Friends say she drew a final breath Sunday in her Log, Wyoming home after hearing a description of the autumn scene outside. Howard Berkus, NPR News.